Bolton as a challenge. What do you make of them?
Yeah, they've obviously last season they beat us at our patch, but they've been unlucky with the results that they've had over the first few fixtures of the season. But again, it's all about us, and we're in a good position at the moment. We're on a good run, and everybody's feeling good. So it's another game that I'm sure they'll be worrying more about us than we are them.
When you look at their results, does that suggest to you that it is they've had a few near misses performance-wise, or potentially could be there for the taking for Wednesday this season?
Yeah, we can't look at the game and think we're going to turn up and just win, because, as you know, this league, anybody can beat anyone. But I think the way we've been playing and how well we've been doing, we are probably the favourites for the game. But, you know, that means nothing over the course of the season. Many times favourites don't come out on top. But, again, we'll go there with our game plan, and I think they've got to maybe have a little eye on us rather than us watching them.
And the strong start to the season has been built perhaps a little bit more spectacularly, if I can phrase it like that, on away results. What do you put that down to?
Nothing. I think everybody can see it. It's teamwork. Everybody's in it together. And I mean, we've went away to Brighton. Tough place to go. Not many people go there and win. We've done that. We went away to Middlesbrough. Scored 3 goals as well. Burnley. So, yeah, we're on a good run, and hopefully we can keep that going.
Against a Bolton team who are struggling a little bit, aren't they, results-wise? They will be keen to get that first positive result in their favour.
Yeah, of course. You always want to get off to a winning start as quick as possible. But, I mean, for us, we want to keep winning games as well. So, I mean, we're not just going to turn up there and let them get their win against us. So we're going there to get another 3 points and start climbing the table again.
Has what's happened at the start of this year maybe made you as a playing staff reassess what might be possible this year?
No, we're not looking too ahead of ourselves. We'll take each game as it comes. But at the moment, everybody's in good spirits, and everybody can see that on the pitch the way we're playing and our togetherness. So, yeah, we'll take each game as it comes and see what happens.
I wonder if that is in part down to the fact that at the start of the season, there were quite a few bodies missing, weren't there? I know that's been added to since and players have come back in, but the fact that the main core of the group had to take to the field and had 2 or 3 games to get into the swing of things, whether that ultimately has proved a benefit to Wednesday.
Yeah, but, I mean, you look at the players that we end up getting back, Sam and Glenn and people like that, they were already here, so they knew what light the boys were, and it's a close bunch of boys, and everybody gets on really well. So it's the same with the new lads that's came in. Tom Lees has came in, fitted in really well. So, I mean, whoever comes in will be welcomed by the boys, and they'll soon realise how much of a team spirit we've got and what we're like.
What about you? How would you assess your start to the year?
I think it's obviously good to get the run of games that I've been getting. I'd like to have scored a few more than what I have at the moment. I've been unlucky with a few chances, but yeah, I'm just starting to get back into the swingy things. Obviously, I don't feel that I've kicked right on compared to what I did last season. I find running about now, I've been a bit steady, but yeah, I know there's more to come from me, and it's just hopefully it comes quicker rather than sooner, later.
Is that maybe a symptom of playing out wide predominantly? Because last time, throughout the course of that season, particularly when on the good run, you were up front, you were played in a number of different roles. So far, at least, you've been on the right-hand side predominantly.
Yeah, I've said it before, no matter where I'm asked to play, I'll do a job for the team. And the manager knows that. He's got good faith in me, and I like to show that back with putting in 100% on the pitch, no matter if I'm not playing in my preferred position. But, yeah, I wouldn't say that really much is an excuse, because, I mean, most of the season last year, when I came back, I played there and scored goals. So, I mean, it's just, hopefully, as I said, I can turn the corner quickly.
I'm being a bit basic, of course, but presumably it's harder to score goals on the wing, because you're the guy charged predominantly with setting up the two that are up front more often than not.
Yeah, that's part of the job as a wide player. You want to set up goals, but at the same time, you want to try and get on the end of things as well. But yeah, I get a good kick out of setting somebody up rather than scoring myself as well. So, I mean, it doesn't bother me that, but obviously I'd like to better my goal tally than last season.
For the first time in a while, and we've asked this once or twice over the last couple of weeks, but there does seem to be a real positive bounce about Sheffield Wednesday at the start of this season that maybe hasn't been there in previous years as one of the more longer-serving players of the club. Do you feel that? Do you get that sense?
Yeah, it comes down to the way the manager sets training up. It starts out there. If you see training, you see there's a great mood about training. Everybody works hard, but at the same time, we can have a laugh, and the manager's the same. He's one that likes to have a laugh, but when it comes to being serious, he's there to do the job, and it's like all the boys, we're in it together, and if MD's slacking, then they'll soon be told. But again, it's a great feeling about the place at the moment, and we like to keep that going.